This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's the final hour. Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Had the Traegers fired up early this morning, which means so are we. Braised five-alarm chili, hot dogs, tater tots, and, of course, smoked pumpkin pie, all coming off the Traeger grills. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Okay, new poll question for the final hour, Seton.
Let me update you on a couple that we had going here, Dan. Okay. Let's see. More of a Super Bowl contender, Jaguars or Lions? Right now, 89% have the Lions.
Okay.
Sorry, no love for the Jaguars right now. I kind of get that, though.
Okay, all right.
Dan passing on seeing the Rolling Stones last night, WTF or NBD? That's a little closer, Dan. That's a 53% WTF, man.
Yeah.
What the heck?
It was 2 hours into the city. It was a private show, 400 people or so. Lady Gaga was going to be there. I didn't know she was going to be there. But it was going to be tough by the time they started, by the time they got done, by the time I came back. And then, I don't know. I passed on it. I passed on seeing the Stones.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel bad for the Stones because then they didn't get to see me and Lady Gaga as well. Yes, Paul.
You feel worse for passing on the Stones than Fitzy does when he actually passes.
Oh.
Synergy.
Yes, Marvin.
Has there been any other concerts to that level that you've passed up on before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Of course, Marvin.
Led Zeppelin reunion. No, thank you.
No. That was at the O2 Arena. In London. Zeppelin got back together. Yes, Mark.
Why aren't they together?
Robert Plant doesn't want to. He says, I don't want to be a musical jukebox. I don't want to be a jukebox where people come out and they hear the same songs that we did for such a long, long time ago. Plus, I don't think Robert Plant can sing those songs anymore the way he once did. In fairness to him. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, there might be something to that singing thing, you know, because he. Those songs are probably pretty tough to sing at this point.
Yeah, even when you listen to, they had a celebration day, I think it was a double CD, and you could tell, you could almost hear that he was there was trepidation of going, imagine singing a song when you're in your 20s, and then you get to be in your 50s or 60s trying to sing that same song.
I've been there.
Yeah, and you can't sing it in your 20s or in your 50s, Todd, but I think that has something to do with some of these artists that you get to a point where you go, I got to sing it in a different way. Yes, Todd.
I heard one of them had Led Zeppelin poisoning, and that's why they canceled the tour altogether. Led Zeppelin poisoning.
Okay.
Like lead poisoning.
No, I got it. No, I got it.
I thought I had something there.
See, it's even worse that when I get it and it's not funny, instead of when I go, oh, that's funny.
But for the record, it's not true. No one had Led Zeppelin.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
I've read that about Robert Plant, that the high notes of the early day songs is just, it's impossible to even try. That's why, like, John Fogerty of Creedence, he still plays. I think he's 75, 77 years old, and he still hits those notes. I think it's fascinating to see him. He still crushes them. Like, there's no, he hasn't lost his fastball.
It's Big Ten Saturday night, Michigan, Michigan State. That'll be on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night. I don't know how much of the broadcast is going to be dedicated to Michigan and the cheating scandal or what they're accused of. I don't know what's going to happen. I did have a college football source who did send me some notes, and it was kind of a lengthy email that it basically, the Michigan issue is an obscure, unenforceable, out-of-date rule from the NCAA Division I manual. So it's not even the football rule book. It's from the Division I manual, which the NCAA is then required to investigate. I don't know if this amounts to anything, because is the Big Ten going to do something? The NCAA is not going to. And then you have the college football playoff. I don't think they care about this. The college football playoff, which is the ultimate prize of every team, has no involvement in this matter at all. They don't care. I know. Years. But I don't know if the bowl championship series, I don't think they care about this. Now, it, you know, there were some outlets that were running with this. ESPN quoted a Big Ten source saying that this was worse than the Astros cheating scandal and the Patriots Spygate. Well, if you don't give me some kind of context, then I don't care about the story. And when I saw that quote, I go, all right, maybe there's something here. But my source said, no, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Yes, Todd?
I got nothing right now.
Okay.
Did I raise my head? I know sometimes I lean into the microphone and it throws you off a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Todd. My source goes on to say there's no meaningful national centralized authority in college football. And that's all by design. So I think it's a mess, but I don't think it matters. Harbaugh, what are they going to do? Did you have somebody who went on the road and was filming the other team and broke down? You know, he's a former Naval Academy officer. And I don't know, is there like central intelligence here? But, you know, he's in the military and he's helping Michigan. I'm going, okay, whatever. I don't know. Unless they're intercepting something electronically, I don't know if anything's going to happen to Michigan. But it certainly sounds saucy that here's Michigan, the odds-on favorite to win the national title, and they're cheating. Or at least they're giving the indication that they're cheating, according to two of their opponents this year. Yes, Paul?
As long as this guy keeps getting 10-plus wins a year, and that includes an Ohio State win, all is well with Michigan fans.
Yeah?
They don't care about a little scandal, a little hiccup here and there. This guy is rolling. They've got quarterback play. They're beating Ohio State handily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where you want to be. A couple of NCAA calls once in a while doesn't hurt.
We also spent a little time talking about scoring down in the NFL, and it's really significant. The games this week, week six, they averaged just under 37 points per game. That's the lowest of any regular season week since week 15 of 2014. But we're seeing defenses maybe get away with a little bit more. The offenses aren't able to have those big explosive plays. And all these rules have been for the offense to be fruitful. You wanted scoring. You wanted fantasy points, gambling aspect, the over-under. The over-unders are, 37. And I think there's three or four games this week. The over-under's 37 points. I don't know if that'll be something addressed by the NFL after this season. Competition committee will have to look at this. Yes, Marv?
Yep, flag on the play, tackling. It's going to get to that point. Like, guys, like, oh my gosh.
Yes, Paul.
There is a new one they're trying to do on the defense. You know when, like, a wide receiver is running downfield and the defensive back wraps him up and just kind of hip drags him to the ground, like you let your weight drop? They're considering making that a penalty. You know, there's that horse collar tackle from behind. Now the hip drop tackle, as they're calling it, is going to be looked at. Mm. So there's another one for the defense.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. But I wasn't really cognizant of it, you know, because I'm not gambling and the over-unders are low. Iowa's game, Iowa this weekend, it's the lowest over-under, I think, in college football ever. And it's 30 points. And Dylan, the graphics guy, is saying that he's taken the under. He's gone with Iowa every week for the last 2 years. And he's doing really well. a couple of phone calls in here. Todd in South Carolina. Todd, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, just wanted to, actually, let me start with this. 6'1", 190, double bad bod. I want to start with my birth of my newborn daughter on Tuesday. Wanted to wish her happy birthday, and she is 20 and a half inches, 7 pounds, and hands still bigger than Marvin's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry, Marv, love you, bud. Kravensburg State, does anyone know what they call the football in the NFL?
Pigskin?
The Duke, and at Kravensburg State, they call it the Dukie.
All right. Well, that is their nickname, Kravensburg State Dukes. T-shirts available, danpatrick.com. Also, sign up for the newsletter. Mike in Arizona. Mike?
Hey, what up, DP?
Hey, Mike.
How you doing? I got some breaking news because my college roommate, Harry Butler, is the commissioner of the new of the BM conference, which Kravensburg State is going to be playing in. And he confirmed for me four new schools that are going to be playing. We got the hockey powerhouse Cornville College is going to be there, Dumpington Tech, Squirtsville State is confirmed, and I think they're going to be their big rivals. I think is going to be end up being the Big Load down there at Deuceville.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a week in the making.
Yeah.
Okay.
Subtle always works.
Gosh.
Subtle.
Are people
it's kind
people
of the name home? Of this game is subtlety.
Yeah, be subtle. Sneaky.
They're like, what is it? Shartsville?
Yeah. Okay. Shartsville. Will in Utah. Hi, Will. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Will, what are you doing?
I'm at work. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I 59205. And I actually have a bet for Fritzy this week. I'm a diehard Packer fan living out here in Utah. And with them playing the Broncos, I wanted to know if you wanted to take a pie to the face bet. Great.
Todd?
I would do a pie to the face if the Packers win by at least 20.
Oh, hell. You know what? For content for the show, I'll do it.
We lost by 50. We lost by 50 to the Dolphins. Okay. Packers can't beat them by 20.
Okay, so what is the bet, Todd?
If the Packers beat the Broncos by at least 20 points, then I will get a pie in the face.
Well, Will's a good guy, content-wise. You're soft.
The Dolphins beat the Broncos 70-20. This is a 20-point thing. That was a 50-point game. And Denver's going very much in the wrong direction.
Todd.
So I think there's a good chance I can get a pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Packers could win that game like 34-13 or something like that. I could see that happen.
Yes, Marv.
Because of the softness, how bad are you rooting for the Packers to just wipe
absolutely.
The floor with them?
I hope Broncos get shut out.
You know you do.
Yeah.
But they'd still have to get at least 20
Content
points.
Only.
Yeah, but if they win 19-0, I don't get the
Adam
point.
In Florida joins us. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind? By the way, the music is famous songs from movies. That's the musical theme today. Hi, Adam.
Hey, DP. Yeah, the only correct answer for that is Prince, Purple Rain. So, Paul, you were right on that. But, DP, I don't know if you remember, but I called in almost 2 years ago to the day with almost the same dilemma that you faced a few nights ago about whether to go see the Stones or not. Although my dilemma was whether to see the Stones or sell my ticket to help with my wedding expenses. And I remember you told me at the time that you were a little disappointed in me that I sold my ticket. So I just wanted to call in and tell you, Dan, that I'm a little disappointed in you.
Well, Adam, I've already seen the Stones, and I saw them in 1972. So your disappointment should be tempered a little bit here. And I didn't have a ticket that I was going to sell. I allowed somebody else to use that ticket who probably was able to go to the concert and enjoy it. And I wasn't able to.
And he's transferring his guilt towards you.
No, I know. He's projecting.
Projecting.
Adam, I know what you're doing.
Of course, but private showing with Christie Brinkley and supermodels there, I mean, I feel your pain in skipping that. I just wanted to,
live in the... Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam. But I'd already seen the Stones. Look, do I regret not going? Yes. Yes. Yes, Eden.
When you saw them in 1976?
Two.
When you saw them in 1972, was it with 400 people in a small club in New York City?
But it felt like that.
Did it?
Yeah.
What, the Cincinnati Coliseum or something?
No, I saw them in Louisville or Lexington. I saw the Who in Louisville and the Stones in Lexington or vice versa. It was a long night. I just remember Pete Townsend had a cast on his hand, his right hand, and he had blood on his fingertips. We met them after the show.
Nice.
And he had blood on his fingertips, and the cast was frayed. And it was just like, so badass.
That is
bad. and you could just see he had blood that was dripping off of his fingertips. How about that? Good stuff. We didn't get to meet Roger Daltrey. He didn't come out for the meet and greet. And Keith Moon was already dead. I think, who was it? Kenny Jones? Or I think that might have been the drummer at the time, if that sounds right. Keith Jones, Kenny Jones, something like that. All right, when we come back, it is a segment that everybody is trying to copy, but they can't quite capture it the way we present it. It's the MMWGOTW right after this. Simply Safe Home Security. It's October. You got the holidays coming up, and everything goes into overdrive with the holidays. Protect your home with Simply Safe Home Security. Get a brand new system today, 40% off. Experts love Simply Safe. It was named the best home security system of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. Simply Safe, comprehensive protection, the whole home. Advanced sensors that detect break-ins and fires and floods, plus HD cameras for both inside and out. It's awesome. Also, professional monitoring 24/7 for less than $1 a day, half the cost of traditional home security. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Try Simply Safe for 60 days, risk-free. If you don't love it, return your system, full refund. For a limited time, my audience gets 40% off any new system with a Fast Protect plan. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. That's SimplySafeDan.com. And you'll find out what everybody else is finding out. The best home security system of 2023. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Can of paint. Those tight maroon pants that he had on.
He's eating his pizza. He's got one slice on top of another slice folded together, two slices of pizza at once.
And his hair looked great.
You watch the hair. I work very hard on my hair, and he hits it.
Yes,
he hits my hair.
Yes, he.
So there's a few now that I think, have we all gone?
Yeah.
Right? There's a few big ones that we've missed.
Oh, yeah, we missed a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have gone with...
Footloose is a big one.
Yes. I thought of that one. Say Anything.
Yeah.
In Your Eyes, The Light, The Heat, Your Eyes.
Yeah.
I am complete.
Top Gun.
Nah, I can't. I couldn't do that.
Flashdance?
Flashdance.
St. Elmo's Fire? I don't know.
No.
I mean, obviously, Wind Beneath My Wings and Beaches. That's a huge one.
Yeah. What other ones did we miss?
I mean, obviously. That
what other ones did we miss there?
I was going to go Dolly Parton with 9 to 5.
Okay.
Because I love Dolly.
Yeah.
She's the GOAT.
And that being the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Titanic, The Heart Must Go On. That was an emotional moment.
There. Okay. Yeah, very emotional.
I kind of wanted to go Ghostbusters.
Yes. Ray Parker Jr. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
It's a great song.
Any other ones that we left out?
A gajillion. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at a list of the top songs, and there was like Despicable 2 or something. There was a Pharrell song or something.
Happy.
Oh, Happy.
Yes.
That's a big one.
Was that in that?
One. Yes.
Okay.
That's a big song.
But I don't remember that from the movie. I don't remember that, you know, watching the movie and going, oh, wow. That movie is not great without that song.
Or the scene in the movie that you're like, it's just not the same.
Yes. Yeah. Just like when John Cusack's holding the boom box and he's outside of her window and it's Say Anything.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
Remember the movie Philadelphia, Denzel Washington? Didn't they get Springsteen to do the whole soundtrack?
Philadelphia.
I mean, to get him at that time to do the entire soundtrack, that's a score for a movie.
It was better cold than...
That's a hell of a movie.
All right!
No.
Nope.
Wrong
not.
Movie. Yes, Marv.
Fight the Power, Public Enemy for doing the right thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
That's a big one.
Yep, I agree. Let's see. Greg in Grafton. Hi, Greg. Where is Grafton?
Vermont?
Grafton is in Massachusetts, DP.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to call and I wanted to thank you. You made my week. I sent in a photo of my son for Down Syndrome Awareness Month. And, I just wanted to celebrate with you guys. He reached a certain milestone. My son Colby, he's been working really hard with his therapist. And he recently learned to crawl. And you went above and beyond, DP. You got his photo displayed right there on his desk, on your desk. It's so awesome to see.
And I put him up front, and more than happy to celebrate that milestone with you. And stay on hold, Greg. I'm going to have Tyler get your address. We'll send you out some DP show gear. And thank you for being a fan.
Well done, lad.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Kevin in Indiana. Kevin?
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, 6 foot, sneaky athletic, 208.
All right.
And, thank you. A t-shirt, the thank you, Todd, has been brought up numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe his handwriting is on a T-shirt,
which is scary.
His handwriting. So I was thinking the "Hello, my name is" tag, and instead put "Thank you, Todd."
Okay. When we do have a "Thank you, Todd" T-shirt,
we did do a T-shirt of Todd and his self-portrait.
Yes.
Once that was it, nobody bought it, but it was very clever.
When you see Todd's notebook and his writing and how he writes, it's, you know, it's out of a movie.
Zodiac. Like,
yes. There's a serial killer somewhere in there.
I'm going to be a future Dateline NBC character.
Yeah, I don't know, but that was one of the first things I noticed when I started working with you 20 years ago. It's like, man, I don't know about this guy. And I saw your notebook, and I go, oh, boy.
It was concerning.
And you know what? Nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed.
I still feel the same way.
It's very nice on a Friday.
Yeah. Oh, you're the one all fight. Will you stop? You play the victim better
do,
than
don't I? I do it well.
Or worse than anybody. And you get pouty on Friday.
I'm in a very good mood right now.
Mm.
We got hot dogs and tater tots and pumpkin pie and chili.
I mean, I don't know why you're in it can't be show related where you go, man, I had a great
what do you
show.
Mean it can't be show related.
Well, I just don't think.
I think we all had a very fun week with a lot of laughs. We covered a lot of ground. It's in good spirits.
Who had the best week?
Why does it have to be competitive like that? It's not good for camaraderie when you do that.
How about.
You did that yesterday at the end of the show. You came out, we're all sitting here.
Okay.
Good show,
okay.
Todd. And like to kind of stick it to the other guy, whatever you were trying to accomplish.
Why is there always an agenda? There isn't.
I like
the other guys don't need me to say, hey, great show.
I mean, it'd be nice.
It would be.
No, but they're a lot more mature than
I. But you don't need it.
I'm fragile. I like a pat on the back once in a while.
Hey, Seton, great show.
Yeah, see,
that's
you're lying.
Nice. See, that's nice.
No. Yeah, I am dead serious.
Disingenuous.
Dead serious. Yeah.
Okay. That's all right, though. Maybe I'll start doing it now.
You'll start telling me, great show?
No, it'd be nice if. No, I'm just going to start playing the victim more.
It'd be nice if I heard it from you guys occasionally. Like, hey, Herculean task again. You carried the show. How's your back?
Yes.
Like that would be nice to hear sometimes.
That's your fault because you've raised the bar so high. We expect greatness
yes,
all
Paul.
The time.
Yes,
if you
Paul.
Had spent the night in New York City, got no sleep.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, what a warrior.
No.
If you had given
no,
something
we
to
been
the
that.
Show, yeah. then.
I gave you content that I didn't go to the Stones concert.
Yeah, it worked either way.
We milked that for quite a while.
Yes. Yeah, but I want to be out in front of it. Let me make fun of me. Mm-hmm. You know what? Meat Friday's canceled.
Oh, don't do that.
No, it's canceled.
That's silly.
Yeah. No,
now you're being
no
a baby.
It's not. No, it's canceled, Todd.
Now you're being a baby.
Yeah, it's canceled. Do you know what we got in the mail yesterday?
Did you just take your meat and go home?
Yeah, so I'm going to take my meat. I've been told that before. Usually on a date.
Wow.
No, leftovers from the dinner.
Oh, sorry. That's my get out of the gutter. That's my fault. I apologize.
You know what we got in the mail? We got a snow comb machine.
No way.
Yeah. We had a listener who knew that the plight of the backroom guys, they want a snow cone machine. And I said, okay, now we got the snow cone machine. I'm going to get one of those hot dog.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
The rotisserie
thing. Yeah, that you'll see like in a 7-Eleven or something.
Just call it Wonderful News.
I'm gonna splurge for the backroom guys, and we're gonna have the hot dog machine.
Put some gas pumps outside, and really make it a business.
Man, some sushi.
Yeah, make some dough.
Yeah,
you get the deluxe one where you could heat up the buns. There's like a little shelf for that.
I they might be steamed. I don't know
That's
if they're gonna
right.
be toasted.
Whatever
but,
you can do.
But that arrives on Monday. Who's got it better than we do?
No.
Rob in Cincinnati. And then we'll do the MMWGOTW. Hey, Rob.
Hey, DP.
Hey.
Hey, 6'2", soft 210.
Soft.
Love the show. Love you guys. Love the music conversation. Just wanted to echo the older singers not being able to sing the songs like they used to. U2 is playing the Sphere out in Vegas at their residency, and I would check out Bono. He still sounds as fresh as about 30 years ago. Wanted to ask you real quick. I know you've seen the band before. Any highlights from a U2 show? I'll hang up a listen. Suck it, Fitzy.
I saw U2 when they did the Heart tour, and they had a stage that went out, and then there were people who were inside. you know, the main stage and then the circular stage that they had. And it was shaped like a heart. And I saw them in Chicago. And I went with a friend, and I said to him, he was like, let's, you know, we had passes to be inside the heart. He goes, let's go up to the front of the stage. I said, no, right here. He goes, we're all the way in the back. And I go, right here. Well, Bono and The Edge came out right above us. If I wanted to reach up and, you know, grab the guitar, I could have.
You would have been arrested for that.
Probably. Well, I would have been escorted out. But they played a couple of songs right there in front of us. And then I said to my friend Charlie, I said, that's why we're here. And I've always enjoyed them. And I would love to see them. I hope they're in residency for the Super Bowl. It'd be nice to go see. Maybe we could ask Bono if he wanted to come on the show.
That would be fantastic.
Todd, why don't you get working on
it? You know what? I should do something today.
Yeah. Why don't you see if Bono is available? He might. He might do it.
You ever see Def Leppard? Suck it, Fritzy. It's kind of weird the way that.
Here is the, you know what? You're so fired up because we have tater tots today and we have hot dogs today. And that's why you're acting
this way.
That's
a very good reason to be happy for anyone.
That's half your diet.
It's like
right
Christmas.
MMWGOTW, which stands for the most must-win game of the weekend.
Don't steal it.
Todd, starting with you, your MMWGOT.
I am going
W-
to... Todd, oh, sorry, I went... I stepped on it. Go ahead.
The MMWGOTW.
I'm going to go with a game that's going to be starting in about 5-6 hours from now because the Texas Rangers need to win Game 5 in Arlington because if this keeps going with the losing team situation, they've got to go up 3-2 or they are done.
Yep. Okay. Seton O'Connor, your most must-win game of the weekend.
Well, there is Penn State, Ohio State, which is kind of obvious. But I'm going to go to the NFL. I'm going to go to the NFC South. I'm going to say it's a double must-win game, Buccaneers-Falcons. Those dudes, somebody there absolutely has to win that game. It is crucially important for both of them.
Okay. I don't know if it's crucial, but okay.
Okay, well, I don't think you see. Well, I don't know why you have to continue taking shots at us.
I'm not taking shots
at
you.
Not a Friday feeling by you right now.
Don't poo-poo the MMWGOTW.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's hear what great one you have.
It's not my turn yet.
Yeah, okay. Can't wait.
Once again, Meat Friday is called off.
Oh, stop. Oh, no, it's going to be the Bills-Patriots you're going to pick.
No, you know
like
what?
This.
Front row gets meat. And back room guys. Not back row. Suck it, back row.
That's just not cool. It's not cool to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, suck it, back row.
But I don't like chili anyway.
No meat for you. No soup for you. No chili for you. Marvin.
I'm going to go Dolphins at the Eagles. I think to just be considered one of those... Those top-tier teams,
yeah,
they got to win a big game, standalone, primetime, against a team that went to the Super Bowl last year.
Okay. I could make the case the Eagles need to win the MMWGOTW.
Sweeping the nation.
All right. Paulie?
I got a double, Dan, and I really believe in these two. Duke at Florida State, a caller mentioned it earlier. Florida State is back-ish. The media's on their side. College football world is like they're good. Their coach is ready to ship after the past 5 years. They're 6-0. They're giving 14.5 to Duke. National TV. Statement game, perception game. They cannot lose this game and be in the national title picture. And everyone will jump off that bandwagon. My other one, University of Southern California. They are giving 7 points to Utah. Utah is always tough. And here's the thing. If USC beats Utah, it calms everything down. If they lose to Utah, it's open season. And then you finish the season with Washington, Oregon, and UCLA, and it could go catastrophically bad.
Yeah, I was going to pick that game. I picked Ohio State against Penn State. Ohio State is giving 4.5, and everything that's at stake in that game. Yes, Eden.
Oh, so you took mine that I did.
What's going on here? What happened?
You should listen to the show. It's pretty good once in a while.
Yeah, why don't you listen to the show once in a while? It's pretty good.
11. You just said 11.
Dan, didn't I just say that?
And that's why you can't criticize me if I take that.
Because oh, nobody gets to have hot dogs until go ahead. What do you got?
Because you agree with me.
No pumpkin pie for you. Really? Really?
Hey, Teletubby, why don't you
hey,
shut
that's,
up?
See, that's, now we're taking shots.
That's personal. No, that was personal.
Wow, okay, really? a weight problem and a gastrointestinal joke.
This
same
is
show.
All just Rolling Stones backlash, Todd. It has nothing to do with us.
Everyone got to the bathroom in 15 minutes. You okay? Really? That's what we're going to do on Friday.
Sean McVay is ready to, his wife is ready to have a baby. And I believe this is their first child.
Oh.
And he was asked about his wife, how she's doing.
My wife's doing great. I think there was a lot made about me missing a game. I'm not going to miss a game. My son knows better than to come during a game.
Okay. Ooh, man.
He's going to be a lot of fun as a dad.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yes, Paul.
Okay, I'll ask the question legitimately. Let's say Sean McVay wakes up Sunday morning. They play Sunday, right? Yeah. They got a 4:05 game. It's 1 o'clock out there. Let's say it's 7 a.m. I'm sure he's up and early to get to the stadium. Yeah. And his wife goes into labor, and it's go time, and they're heading to the hospital. Does he head to the hospital, or does he head to the stadium for Steelers at Rams? And they're 3-3 and need this win. In all seriousness, what do you think he does? And then what would you guys do?
I would stay. I would be there for my wife.
So you drive her to the hospital and stay until the event is over?
Yes.
And miss the game?
Yeah. Well, I would consult with the doctor and just say, is there going to be a C-section? Like, there are any complications here? What's the time frame here? Want to make sure that I'm here. Now, is he allowed to coach from the delivery room as
Ooh,
well?
Electronic devices.
Could you Zoom?
I don't think he could do that.
I don't think you're allowed to.
No, you have to be on the property.
Did he get Jim Harbaugh to steal signs?
No.
Do you think most people...
Okay, Todd, what would you do?
If you have any opportunity to be there for the birth of your child, I don't care what's going on, you got to be there. That's how I feel.
All right, Seton?
I think he's going to the game. I would go to the hospital.
All right. Marvin?
If I want a place to live, I'm going to the hospital.
All right. Paulie?
I think this is not that obvious. I would like to, discuss it with my wife and see what she thinks. And what the?
Well, your wife is going to say, no, go coach the game. They need you. I'm good here.
I'm.
But that doesn't mean that that's the right answer.
I wish I could put myself in the position of not having a kid yet and what my mentality would be then. I think I would stay with my wife.
Yeah, I would. Now, I was fortunate. I was at ESPN doing SportsCenter when my last child was born. And that was a Sunday. And I raced home and got there like 15 minutes. The first one, I was going to be there no matter what. And all four of them, I was going to be there no matter
what. Can you put yourself, Dan, in a position? Let's say you were, how old
are
you?
That's tougher, though, for Sean McVay with a team, the NFL, home game, big game, all of that. I was just, this was for me, and then they brought in Steve Levy, I think, to replace me. Yes, Eden.
These teams don't give a crap about their coaches. Bill Belichick is arguably the greatest coach of all time, and even he hasn't earned the right to... still on the hot seat. The team's Robert Kraft is like, nobody's unfireable. These teams don't give a crap about them. Go be with your wife and your kid.
Yes, Todd.
They don't care half the time if they win or lose. They're all hugging each other and praying together after the game. I will say, what if it's the NFC title game or the Super Bowl as opposed to a non-conference Week 7 game? Then how does it change the odds there?
Man, that's a case-by-case situation.
Yeah, it's a little tricky.
Yeah, very...
Tricky to rock a
ride. What would you do if it's the Super Bowl?
I would, in parentheses, like to think, as I like to say, that I would still go for the delivery.
Yeah, but
of
then
my
you're
baby.
Lying. But then this is the Super Bowl is not always in your hometown.
It's not.
No. So let's say you're in New England and, well, no, they're not going to be in the Super Bowl. Yes, Marv.
And you have to know how to speak wife. If my wife says, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. That means don't do whatever you want to do. That's exactly what that means.
I don't need a Valentine's present or a birthday.
Yes.
Marvin's right. The vernacular, do what you want to do means you better stay. If she says, I want you to do this, then maybe you have the hall pass.
Mm.
Okay.
It's like when she says, don't get me a gift. Oh. No, get her a gift.
A good one, too.
Yes.
I get two.
Yes. Oh, come on. Don't get me a gift. Oh, God. And I got to get a couple of them. All right. The back row didn't deserve it, but I'm going to let them in on Meat Friday.
Oh, reprieve. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But you guys don't get to eat until after the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
I think you should wait until the back row.
Guys. Todd's usually two plates in before the commercial breaks over.
Who says I hadn't had a bowl of tater tots already?
Did you have some of those tater tots?
I did not.
And do not use your grubby fingers like you did last week.
Too late. I touched all the hot dogs and the chili.
Oh, man. Seton is going to...
not a joke. It's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
I wanted to see how hot the chili was. I stuck my thumb in there. Was that something I should not have done?
See, Todd's making a joke out of it, but these are things that he actually does.
Yes.
It's really genuinely disgusting.
He thumbs through the food, and then it's like, oops, can I call it?
And then you lick your fingers, and then you go back in.
Yeah, come on.
How about we take a break?
Be better.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store for Monday after this. Our friends at Panini America are doing some great things. Special shout out to them. They sponsor our stat of the day every single day. But there's so much more than that. Check out their NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. Brand new crafting feature. Available in packs or Panini's public auctions on the site. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Paniniamerica.net and the Panini Direct app. You'll find the most popular NFL and NBA trading cards. Panini Instant Cards, which celebrate that week's biggest collectible moments. Panini also churning up the heat, signing some of the biggest names to one-of-a-kind NIL deals. Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers, freshman sensation at USC Zachariah Branch, also Arch Manning. And check out those. Look out for the NIL products coming soon. Whether you collect physical or digital packs, Panini has you covered. Visit PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What a great week. Thank you for all your support. Great audience. Big Ten Saturday night, Michigan against Michigan State on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night. Final results of the poll question there, Seton O'Connor.
Final results, Dan. One of them that we had going was about you bailing on Rolling Stones last night, a private event.
Okay.
400 people, yeah. WTF or NBD. Right yeah. now, it's 52% WTF. That's most people are like, no big deal.
Yeah.
You didn't really miss a lot. And then more of a Super Bowl contender, Lions, Jaguars. Lions, 90% of the vote right now.
What if I didn't go to a Taylor Swift private show with 400 people?
That would be really, really
bad. But see, that's when people, they would have a real problem with that.
Right now, doing that?
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Like if Travis Kelce's there and Taylor Swift's there, Ed Sheeran comes out for a little cameo or something.
You, Brittany Mahomes, the whole crew.
Mm. Yeah, then people, I think, would turn on me. But the Stones, they're like, they're the Stones. You know, they're 80 years of age. Dale in Indiana. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I want to call and thank you, first off, for making me feel better about myself. Back in 2011, after the Cardinals won the National League Championship pennant, I had the opportunity to look at World Series tickets. When I went online, the only ones I found were $180 standing room only. For game six. Game six was the David Freese game.
Mm.
But I feel so much better because I know there's other people like you who pass up on big opportunities. So, but I'm in the WTF group. I don't know what you were thinking. You should have went, Dan.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you.
Kind of like his delivery.
Yeah. Corey in Michigan. Hi, Corey.
Hey, how's it going, Dan?
Yeah, decent.
Yeah, so I wanted to defend, actually, your decision not to go last night.
Okay.
So when I was 16 years old, we were at a Fort Wayne Wizards game with my dad, who is he's a Cincinnati Red Scout. We've been going to minor league baseball games my entire life, getting autographs, doing all that stuff. I was sitting next to a 19-year-old kid who was the next day's starting pitcher, and my dad begged me to get his autograph, saying it was going to be worth it. I was, like I said, I was 16. I said, Dad, I think I'm done with the autograph thing. I think I'm too old for it.
Mm.
And, it turns out that 19-year-old kid was, Matthew Stafford's best friend, Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, but what's Clayton Kershaw done since then? I turned down, a trip to Cleveland to see Bruce Springsteen. A long, long time ago, back in the 70s. And my friends who lived in Cleveland, like, dude, this guy plays like, 7 hours. And I go, he's not playing 7 hours. But at the time, Springsteen was doing like 4-hour concerts there. And I turned down the trip to see him at a small arena of sorts.
Well, it was Cleveland. Hey, come on. That's nothing to do with it. What are you talking about?
Give me the most watchable game of the weekend and the least watch. No. How about this? What is the headline on Monday? Todd, what's the sports headline on Monday?
Knowles, no go versus Duke. Not great, but I think Duke.
So Duke wins.
Duke beats Florida State.
All right.
In Tallahassee, what?
Okay. Seton. Headline.
See, last Friday I went with it was a Heisman change.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a bad call.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Duke shocks the world.
Yeah.
It's suck it back row.
What?
Yeah.
That's a big call.
Marvin.
So Duke's going to win to Florida State.
Duke's going to shock the world. Yeah.
Marvin.
top of the hill, Dolphins beat the Eagles.
Tyreek Hill. Okay. All right. Yeah. Paulie had the call last week. You had the Jets beating the Eagles. What do you have this week, Paul?
I always look for a trend. If the Eagles don't do well against Dolphins, if it's a bad loss, I think people will be jumping off the bandwagon on Monday on the Eagles.
On the Eagles.
And their quarterback, if he has a bad game. He's doing great, nice player, but curious if people are going to bail.
Bill of Rights, Patriots, shock, Buffalo.
That would be the lead.
How about that?
That'd be something.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go around the room what we learned on this program. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
Not to add salt to the wound, but you had an opportunity to see the Rolling Stones, and it turns out Lady Gaga as well last night in the West Village in a nice cozy setting. You did not
But
go.
You said you didn't want to add.
I didn't want to, but
did.
I had to.
But you did.
One more time. We're going to reiterate that.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
Michigan might be in trouble.
I don't think so.
Nah,
I don't think so. Marvin?
Despite all the rule changes, scoring is down in the NFL.
Yeah. Paulie?
Fritzy took down a hot dog and 11 tater tots in the break.
In under a minute, easily.
Yes. What did I learn on today's program, Todd?
Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports says, other than Congress, no one moves more slowly than the NCAA. Slam.
What we learned brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. They have everything you need. Join the Traegerhood. The all-new Flat Rock Flat Top Grill is a game changer. You can cook everything. They have recipes for you. And up to 20% off select grills, up to 15% off accessories for military members and first responders. Traeger brings people together for unforgettable memories and meals. Have a great weekend, safe weekend. We look forward to talking to you on Monday. For all of us here, including Fritzy, I'm Dan Patrick. This has been The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.